Yeah.
Wow.
So, John, do you feel alive?
Alive. That's Alive by Weston Phillips. He produced that whole song and about 10 or 12 songs on his album called Badlands.
Badlands, yes. Awesome. Okay, and we're going to get to a break, and then we'll be back with more music.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah, that was Tono's show.
Tono.
Okay, so tell me about this next song we're going to play, John. It's called Holy Holy.
It's Bill Bourne, he's a musician from Alberta. I'm not too sure where he originates from, but he's a very accomplished musician, and rest his soul, he passed away in 2019, and before he had passed away, he had sent me a lot of his MP3 songs, and but this song we're going to play is called Holy Holy, and it's a great example of him, his singing. He's got a really beautiful voice.
We really wanna turn it on. Yeah. you to in the night. You'll eat your own body by candlelight, and it's holy. It's hidden and vague, and these storm clouds keep hiding all our love away. It's holy, 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 holy. Oh, hey, we really wanna have a ball. Yeah, we really wanna have a ball. These old bones, I lift them to a new day. Creaky old bones, lift them to a new day. Wake up all alone, rise into a sunflower. Creaky old bones, I never sleep enough now. Flowers anyway.
some porridge later on. Still hungry deep inside of me. Get tired and go to sleep. Ooh, I'm always tired anyway. Yeah, I'll lay these old bones down maybe for the last time. These creaky old bones maybe for the last time. No, to the ragged end of life I will go.
That was Bill Bourne with his song Little Flowers. Now we're going to listen to another one of his songs, more of an instrumental, but it's very melodic and there's no singing. And it's called either Hummingbird or Bridges of London. Thank you. That was Bill Bourne with his instrumental called, what was it, DJ Medi?
That one was called Humble Soul.
Humble Soul.
From the album Hummingbird.
And that beautiful, soothing, tapping noise was, they have a foot board thing they use, and they tap it with their foot, so, and it's mic'd. Well, it's time for my birthday's Wheel of Spiel.
Wheel of Spiel, yo.
Here we go.
Yes, spin that wheel, and in the background, we're going to play some Deadmau5. Yes, brand new song. Yeah. Quetzalcoatl.
Shopping.
Okay, so talk about shopping. What have you been buying these days, John?
Shopping. I've been buying food primarily.
Yes.
I'm very a thrifty shopper, but today I decided, well, since it's my pre-birthday, I go down to the Java Coffee, mm-hmm. and I order a Java Supreme avocado wrap, and it is delicious.
Excellent.
It has avocado, egg, bacon, everything, you know, tomato, cheese, wonderful.
Yes.
And so that's my favorite little treat.
Yes, and we're going to have some chocolate cake later after
what?
This show. Yes.
Oh, DJ Medi.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. That's my favorite cake. Chocolate.
Awesome. Chocolate. Yeah. So let's spin that wheel again, John, okay. And let's see what else, what other topics we're going to talk about. And you can hear it go.
Spin the wheel. Where it stops, nobody knows. Shopping again.
No, let's do, yeah, you got to do it again.
I have the same force. Where it stops. Oh, well, we basically talked about food.
Mm-hmm.
Food.
Yeah, do a little spin if you want. Yeah, just a little one. Yeah.
Wow.
Sports.
Sports. Okay, well, I've got a sports thing.
Yep.
On the way coming on the SkyTrain,
mm-hmm.
from King George Station. It goes through Surrey Central, and there's the BC Lions football training field there.
Ooh, yeah.
And it was full of people
nice.
Watching. I guess the BC Lions have a game tonight, and they're watching on a huge screen.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes, and some of the BC Lions cheerleaders, right? They've come to SFU. Remember they had a booth?
Yeah. They're very supportive of the community. And last year in September, SFU has their street party. And they had a booth, and I went up to them, and they gave me some stickers,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun to talk to them, and yeah, it was really fun, because a musician friend of mine, she actually used to be the BC Lions choreographer
nice.
Woman.
Yeah.
She taught them how to dance. That's Jenny Duffy.
Jenny Duffy. That's
yeah.
right. She was BC, Lions cheerleader.
Yeah, she was a cheerleader.
I think they're called felines.
Felines, yeah. But for sports, anything sports happening in your...
Yes, so the SFU, we have it's just for fun, but we have a little softball, and we also do a little ping pong tournament at my work. Yeah,
oh,
so just
cool.
Yeah, it's just like I said, just for fun and just kind of getting everyone to know each other better, you know what I mean? And just
yeah.
like a little something fun after work, and you know, they can bring their beers if they want, you know, and just have a little,
I like those kind of events for work, because it brings people together, and you don't have time at work to talk to people. Those events bring the company together, and you work more as a team.
Exactly. All right, and let's talk about what's happening around town, and then we'll get to some more spinnies. Okay, so the Dropkick Murphys with Pennywise and the Scratch. They're coming October 13th, yo, at the Harbor Convention Center. I actually saw Pennywise years ago, and they are amazing, yo. Okay, and there's also Alan Walker that's coming September 20th. Who else? Machine Girl with special guests. Don't know who the special guest will be, so it'll be a surprise. What else? This is all Harbor Center Convention Center events, just so you know. I'm just kind of scrolling down to see what else is happening. You know what? let's do that for now, and then let's get to some more Wheel of Spiel with John in the house.
One, two, three. Round, round she goes, where she stops, it's your guess. Food. Let's just say goals.
Okay, goals. Goals. Sure. Yeah.
Goals.
Yes.
Everyone has goals in their life.
Tell me about yours.
My goals, I just to be more the kind John Prentice I am, and maybe try to. I have a bad temper sometimes, so I gotta control that.
I've never seen your bad
and
temper.
And breathe and take some big breaths. But goals in the future, I have just to be involved with radio because it's been such a blessing for me over the years, and I love radio and meeting the people here and producing it. You know, I've learned a lot about radio production, so that was one goal that I can check off my bucket list. And for the future, I'm getting older, but I always make small goals, because when you make small goals, they're easier to attain, and then you don't have so much on your shoulders, and you're putting too much on yourself. So you have to treat yourself kindly, and small little goals is the way to go.
Love that. All right, guys, it's the end of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Wham Bam
East Van, yo yo
yo yo.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next show, and we'll catch you all next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday.
Thank you, DJ Maddie.